I'm Ashton Marcus, and I'm on location at Mysterium Theater for the presentation of Jordan Beck's Peter Pan.
Hi, I'm Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. You are?
I'm Jordan Beck. I'm a writer and producer. I reside in Riverside, California. I produce Cabaret at the Merc down in Temecula with Jeremy Scott Lapp, my co-producer. This production of Peter Pan I wrote with my cousin, who's a my collaborator on the project. He's a composer. We just started working on this back in, I believe it was 2009. It premiered in Redlands, California. And then we did a reading of it at DreamWorks, as part of the DreamWorks ASCAP workshop. A couple years after that, made some revisions. I'm continuing to work as a lyricist on several different projects, working on a new show called Biting Broadway with Gerald Sternbach and Richard Hochberg, and I'm also working on a couple other projects as a writer.
So why did you decide to write a musical about Peter Pan?
Well, we were actually approached by a theater out in Redlands. They were looking at doing an original version of Peter Pan. And so at this time, we basically got handed this opportunity to do our own version. I think the story is near and dear to both of us as, you know, growing up with the story. I just felt like it was time to put our own little spin on it and give it a little bit more of a contemporary sound. Because the only sound that's out there, and I love the classic version, you know, it's very, with the Mary Martin version, Kathy Rigby, and very familiar with it. But the music is, you know, is a little dated by today's standards. And I like the idea of having a boy play Peter Pan. And it's just another option for people to do Peter Pan.
So did you add anything interesting to it? Maybe the, I seem to always see Captain Hook as being Peter Pan's father. I didn't see that in this play.
Well, you know, every production of our versions, I'm not involved with this production other than that they licensed it from us to do. So there's productions that are licensed of it all over the place. I don't necessarily get to see them because they're not nearby. There's a production of it going up in England this summer. I probably won't going to be able to go out and see it. So this was near enough that my cousin and I got tickets to come and see it and check it out. I was not involved with the casting of this production or anything like that. So, yeah, it is written to be performed by the same character traditionally. They just decided to cast it differently.
So yeah. What do you think of the performance so far, then?
Oh, yeah, it's very... I love watching different spins on it, and it's always fun to come and see other people performing your work.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you.
Happy to hear that. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind if I record this?
Sure, go for it. Yeah.
What do you got? In fact, my workers at my workplace overhear me humming the music to this.
Yeah.
And so they're all coming Saturday now.
Oh, you're kidding me. Okay, I'm really flattered. Because, you know, if you can get them by the melody, then that says it's a good melody. You know?
Yeah, no, just on the music alone, they want to come see it.
Yeah. Now, Jordan wrote the lyrics, so I actually just wrote the musical side of it.
Right.
So, arranged on the piano, wrote the melody, and all that stuff. Well, but
it's
his lyrics.
Gorgeous. It's going to stick with me for a long time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been really a joy.
Hi, yeah, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. And you are?
I'm Jonathan May. I composed the music for Peter Pan. Jordan Beck and myself composed it in 2008. And we're really proud to be here and see it performed by a great group. They're doing a great job.
Could you tell me a little bit about the music style?
I'm actually really influenced. I was classically trained, and I also studied jazz. So there's definitely some jazz influences in the score, but also very pop heavy as well. You know, I grew up on all the, you know, it's funny, when I was 12 or 13, I was getting the Backstreet Boys albums, and, you know, that's kind of, I was getting the
the pop music thrown at me. So, you know, not that it's Backstreet Boys driven by any means, but certainly has elements of pop and jazz, I think, that really drive it. So, and classical as well, too. It's just a hodgepodge of styles and things I love. I wouldn't say predominantly that there's one style. Also, cinematic, you know, film music has really influenced me. So John Williams and Danny Elfman and those guys. So I think you hear elements of film in there. So.
Yeah, so why'd you choose those styles? I could imagine someone saying, well, we like a modern version of Peter Pan, and they putting in like heavy rock or something like that, something really different. This seems more in aligned with the original. Why did you decide not to do that?
To not go with rock?
Not like, to do something really different, really different.
Oh, you know, actually, I've actually seen some other versions of Peter Pan where they go way far out, and they it gets real artsy and kind of far out. And I kind of wanted to stick with, you know, I wanted it to be accessible. And I think the original score, the Mary Martin version, in the, I think it was the 60s, it's very accessible music. It's still dated. And I think, and in fact, you can take a lot of those songs and rearrange them in a more modern setting. So I just wanted to find a balance. I didn't want to go too far away, and my roots are, you know, like I said, in classical and stuff. So I generally try to write real, you know, try to stay home where people at, where they like to hear, but also, right, you know, catch a melody. So.
Have you heard the new version of Annie, the movie version of Annie?
I actually have. I've heard Cameron Diaz, right? Yeah, I heard. I have heard. I've heard a couple of them.
Yeah. Do you think that their style is similar to yours, or do you think it's different? Because I noticed they put a lot more percussions into it.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, they just rearranged a lot of the songs. They took the original melody, original lyrics, and then they put this, like, strange grooves. I'm not actually a huge fan of what they did. You know, sometimes you have to leave things how they are. They're meant to be, you know, some of these songs are written in these older styles, and I think they fit better. Especially a musical like that. It's very, very classic sounding. And sometimes when you try to rearrange it in this modern setting, I don't think it always works incredibly well. So I'm personally not a huge fan.
So you wouldn't have liked it if someone did that to Peter Pan, if they put like a percussion, left the songs the same, but just rearranged it?
I'm open to it. If someone does it really tastefully and they, you know, if they took my songs and, are you saying my songs or the original?
The original songs.
Oh gosh. I think there's certain people who could pull it off, but I just, you know, even that one, you know, I grew up watching the HBO special, and, you know, those songs to me, you need the orchestra. So, I don't know. I think some people could pull it off, but again, it's like, is it worth it? I mean, why? What are you adding? Like, what are you adding to the score? To put like a, you know, a pop groove to it, or to rearrange it with like electronics. I don't know. Musically, is it going to say something more than the original? I mean, you're singing the same melody and you're singing the same words, so I don't know.
So what's your next project?
You know, right now, I'm taking a little break from writing musicals, and I'm working, I have a website called Piano with Johnny, and I have a YouTube channel, and they go hand in hand, and I basically am doing a lot of new arrangements of actually taking pop songs and arranging them, ironically that we're talking about this, I arrange them in old-time piano styles. So I'm doing like stride, ragtime, boogie-woogie piano, but taking songs like, you know, taking songs by Katy Perry and doing them these fun styles. So I have a YouTube channel. It's called Johnny May, and you can look up Piano with Johnny on YouTube. We've got about 42,000 subscribers, and just kind of building the channel right now. So yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI 88.9 FM Irvine. You?
I'm Johnny Vasquez from Eastvale, California. I've been doing theater since I was 5 years old, and it's a passion of mine. I love doing it, and it's really fun. Great way to stay in shape. I play Peter Pan in Peter Pan. He's a boy. He just really does not want to grow up, and he just loves being a child and everything about being a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, one thing I was very impressed by, I was actually impressed by your movement and your acting. Could you give me a comment? Did that come naturally to you, or did you kind of train for that?
This part, I feel like it was, I mean, it was made for me because I'm so crazy normally, and being crazy on stage is just like my favorite thing to do, because that's what this character has to do, so it comes to me naturally, I guess.
When did you start doing this?
I started doing it when I was 5, because my kindergarten principal actually told me about this theater in Chino, and I grew up there, did shows there until I was about 10, I did every show there, and then got my first lead when I was about 10, And ever since then, I've just been doing theater and getting better as I've been going.
I've spoken to a lot of actors, and they actually say that they've always been like this. This is part of their personality. They were born that way. Is that true? Were you always like this? Were you always kind of an actor?
I was always crazy and always wanted to get up in front of an audience and perform, but I never actually did anything about it until I was 5, and it was probably the best thing I ever did because it's been a great experience.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. And you're?
Hi, I'm Michaela Varvis. I go to Rancho Starbuck. I'm 14 years old, and I love doing theater.
And which character did you play?
Wendy Darling. Wendy is a 13-year-old girl trying to decide whether she wants to grow up or not because she loves being a child and playing pirates with her brothers and reading stories, but she wants to be an adult also.
How long have you been doing this?
About 3 years.
So you actually started relatively late for child stars. How did you get into it?
I started through my singing teacher.
Are you planning to do this for your career, or is this just something you're doing as a hobby?
I like to do it as a hobby, but I hope to continue it in high school.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, I'm Ashton Marcus with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. And you are?
I am Judy Mina Ballard.
Okay. And can I have a brief bio of you?
I am an actor, singer, dancer, if that's what's called for in the script, and I've been doing this for pretty much as long as I can remember, but I took a long break, about 25 years, and just got back into it a few years ago.
Okay, and which character did you play?
I'm Captain Hook. Captain Hook is traditionally the villain. Traditionally, Captain Hook is played by a man. The authors were here tonight, and they were talking to my husband saying that they originally wrote this for a tenor. And so they were a little skeptical about how I was going to do it, but they seemed to be very pleased. So I'm very lucky to have been asked by the director, Robin, to play this character about a year ago. And so I am just absolutely thrilled.
Usually I see Captain Hook being played by the father.
Mm-hmm, by Mr. Darling. Yeah, that's absolutely true. It just wasn't, it was going to take too much finessing of the script to do it that way. We did discuss originally maybe having me play Mrs. Darling and having Mrs. Darling kind of play it out. But again, it was going to take too much massaging of the script, and that wouldn't have been fair to the words that were originally written by the authors. So I was thrilled the way it worked out.
Yeah, so basically, what did you bring into it? Because it's not like you can actually go to, say, the YouTube or the theater and see what the original was. You have to make your own character.
Right. No, I absolutely made my own character. Part of what we decided early on was that my Captain Hook was at one point a lost boy and a bit obsessive compulsive. And so that's why you notice throughout the show my pirates have lint rollers, they've got wipes, they've got a nail file for my hook, breath spray, all of those things, because I don't want dirt around me. And when the lost boys come in, that's what they are. They're just dirty. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM Irvine, and you're?
Hannah Jarvis. I am a college student at Orange Coast College. I started out dancing, and then I took music lessons, and then I got into acting and theater, and I am a theater major and hope to become a professional actress. I played Tinkerbell, and I also choreographed the show. Tinkerbell is Peter Pan's sidekick. She's really feisty and gets jealous when Peter gets closer to Wendy because she feels like she's going to get pushed out of the picture. But like, her main concern is Peter Pan because she does sacrifice her life for him, but because everyone believes in fairies, she's brought back to life through that belief.
And what did you do as the choreographer?
As a choreographer, I choreographed the dances. I came up with the dance steps and thought out all the steps that all the kids had to do, and I looked through the script, listened to the music, thought about what would work best for all the kids and what they could do.
Okay. You know, one of the hardest problems I have doing radio is actually highlighting dance, because obviously you can't see it on the radio. So maybe you can help me out here. Could you tell me a little bit about the movement and also about, what my viewers could expect if they come see it?
Well, for the Lost Boys, a lot of their movement is very childlike. Like, They play Duck Duck Goose. They play tag in a couple of the numbers. They're very jumpy and skippy because they're young boys, so they're very high energy. And then for the Pirates, there are a lot of heel clicks, do-si-dos. There's a tap number because why not? And I have them do just big gestures. The Pirates are big, like, goofy characters, so I gave them a lot of big, goofy movements and gave them a little, like, freedom, especially if they have a certain character trait.
I was actually impressed with Peter Pan's movement. Did you do that, or was it him?
That was all him. Peter Pan is really good. I did give him a couple suggestions on a couple of the numbers that he's in, you know, like, stand here, this is how you're feeling, this is how you're acting, and he just went with it.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Ashton Marcus, and I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine, and you're?
Hi, I'm Robin Walton. I had the honor of directing Peter Pan here, and I also get to play Smee, okay. The best of both worlds. Smee is the fun side of Hook. He keeps the pirates in order, and he actually is a lost boy, although he's a grown-up. He still thinks he's a kid.
Okay. What did you look for in the casting?
Well, we were very fortunate to have Mr. Johnny Vasquez play Peter Pan. This version of Peter Pan is a love story between Peter and Wendy. And so you need a boy who can sing and act and cry and fly and skateboard. And he's a professional actor, and we were fortunate to get him for this production.
I've noticed you did choose kids here. I've seen a lot of performances where they call for kids, and they have adults do it.
Yes.
Okay. So why did you choose to have kids do it?
Well, they're lost boys. They haven't grown up. Peter Pan is a boy. That's the whole point. So why wouldn't you honor J.M. Barrie's vision and Jordan Beck and Jonathan May's updated version of this show? It's designed for kids, teenagers, and we were very fortunate to get a whole hassle of them.
So you didn't find any challenge behind that? I mean, what did you do? Just audition everybody?
We didn't have a lot of kids show up for auditions, and in fact, every kid who auditioned got to be in the show. So it was really nice for the kids. Three of the kids in this show, this was the first show they'd ever done in their lives, and one of them, the 8-year-old boy, his mom is like, I don't know what we're going to do after this show. He's hooked for life. So we've got three complete beginners who, this was their first foray into acting, and you know what? They're never turning back.
I also remember an announcement they said earlier that this is not, you did not train these children. This is not a child theater here.
This was not a workshop. The kids did not pay to be in the show. These are just kids giving an opportunity to express themselves, song, dance, and acting, and boy, they sure did that.
I was actually impressed by all the kids.
Yeah, they're, this show could be done for weeks and weeks and weeks. We could fill up the audience. We've not had, an empty house. It's been full houses every night, and we've only got two more shows, and we're already wishing we could do this show again.
All right, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Jordan Beck's Peter Pan will be playing at Mysterium Theater from April 9th to the 19th. For more information, go to www.mysteriumtheater.com or theorangecurtainrev.com.